This is the 2003 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. How many fives are there in 30? How many fives are there in 30? Now we're ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write in figures the number 609. Write in figures the number 609. Question 2. Divide 20 by 4. Divide 20 by 4. Question 3. A group of people had a meal in a restaurant. Your answer sheet shows the total cost. How much is this to the nearest £10? A group of people had a meal in a restaurant. Your answer sheet shows the total cost. How much is this to the nearest £10? Question 4. Look at the equation. When A is 7, what is the value of B? Look at the equation. When A is 7, what is the value of B? Question 5. What is 50% of £20? What is 50% of £20? Question 6. Multiply 7 by 6. Multiply 7 by 6. Question 7. Write a number that is bigger than 0.3, but smaller than 0.4. Write a number that is bigger than 0.3, but smaller than 0.4. Question 8. Add 4 to minus 5. Add 4 to minus 5. Question 9. I am thinking of a number. I call it N. I add 5 to my number. Write an expression to show the result. I am thinking of a number. I call it N. I add 5 to my number. Write an expression to show the result. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 10. It takes 3 hours to travel from my home to my friend's house. I arrive at 2 p.m. At what time did I leave home? Write your answer using a.m. or p.m. It takes 3 hours to travel from my home to my friend's house. I arrive at 2 p.m. At what time did I leave home? Write your answer using a.m. or p.m. Question 11. I am counting back in 0.1s. 5.3, 5.2, 5.1. Write down the next two numbers. I am counting back in 0.1s. 5.3, 5.2, 5.1. Write down the next two numbers. Question 12. Subtract 9 pence from £10. Subtract 9 pence from £10. Question 13. Shade 1/4 of the diagram. Shade 1/4 of the diagram. Question 14. Add 72 and 38. Add 72 and 38. Question 15. Two different lines are parallel. How many times do these lines touch? Two different lines are parallel. How many times do these lines touch? Question 16. A pupil did a survey to find out whether people watched the news on BBC or ITV. The bar chart shows her results. 60 people said ITV. About how many people said BBC? A pupil did a survey to find out whether people watched the news on BBC or ITV. The bar chart shows her results. 60 people said ITV. About how many people said BBC? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. Centimeters are a measure of length. Complete the sentence. Grams are a measure of... Centimeters are a measure of length. Complete the sentence. Grams are a measure of... Question 18. How much is half of £9.50? How much is half of £9.50? Question 19. The diagram shows a plan of a room. The scale is 1 centimetre to 2 metres. On the plan, the room is 4 centimetres long. How long is the room in real life? The diagram shows a plan of a room. The scale is 1 centimetre to 2 metres. On the plan, the room is 4 centimetres long. How long is the room in real life? Question 20. The pie chart shows how 200 pupils travel to school. How many of these pupils walk to school? The pie chart shows how 200 pupils travel to school. How many of these pupils walk to school? Question 21. The population of the United Kingdom is about 59 million. Write this number in figures. The population of the United Kingdom is about 59 million. Write this number in figures. Question 22. A pupil measures his height as 6 feet. About how many meters high is that? Ring the best answer on your answer sheet. A pupil measures his height as 6 feet. About how many meters high is that? Ring the best answer on your answer sheet. Question 23. Write a multiple of 3 that is bigger than 100. Write a multiple of 3 that is bigger than 100. Question 24. Look at the angle. Estimate its size in degrees. Look at the angle. Estimate its size in degrees. Question 25. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 26. Your answer sheet shows part of a bus timetable. The buses run regularly. Complete the table to show the missing time. Your answer sheet shows part of a bus timetable. The buses run regularly. Complete the table to show the missing time. Question 27. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Question 28. Look at the square grid. Complete the diagram so that the shaded part is the net of a cube. Look at the square grid. Complete the diagram so that the shaded part is the net of a cube. Question 29. I am going to take a counter at random from a bag. The table shows the number of different coloured counters in the bag. What is the probability that the counter will be red? I am going to take a counter at random from a bag. The table shows the number of different coloured counters in the bag. What is the probability that the counter will be red? Question 30. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 34 multiplied by 56. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 35 multiplied by 56. Your answer sheet shows the answer to 34 multiplied by 56. Use this information to help you work out the answer to 35 multiplied by 56. Put your pens down. The test is finished.